Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Wurtsmith Restoration Advisory Board, Arnie LaRich. Arnie, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Kevin. Thank you.
Oh, glad to have you on. I know you've been a busy person, and I know we've got some big plans coming up Wednesday. You guys have a meeting coming up and a pre-meeting also, but before we get to those meetings, tell us a little bit about where we are. I know the Restoration Advisory Board has been working hard to clean up the water issue out there on the base.
Well, we've been working with the Air Force and the new Eagle that used to be the Department of Environmental Quality, but it's moving much slower than we want, and definitely slower than it needs to. We've been operating for this advisory board for 2 years now, and we hope to go faster, and we need to get more cooperation from the Air Force and other agencies.
Yeah, indeed. Well, now let's talk about what's going to be happening this Wednesday. There's a pre-meeting at 4 p.m. Tell us what's going to be happening with that, Arnie.
Well, we've normally had just the two-hour meeting that's public and the cameras and broadcasting, but now we're offering a 1 hour before that meeting, also with the library, that the public can come in and just one-on-one ask us questions. And who will be there will definitely be the Air Force consultants and their managers, mm-hmm. and also our community RAB members will be in a separate room in the library to ask individuals detailed questions that they're interested in.
All right. So that's at 4 o'clock. And again, as you mentioned, it's at the Robert J. Parks Library there on Skeel Avenue. And then the actual hearing gets underway at 5 p.m. Now, what's going to take place during that? Tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening in that meeting on Wednesday afternoon.
Well, the Restoration Advisory Board has eight agencies as members, including the two townships and mm-hmm. airport and the Air Force, of course, and other agencies. And then we have the community side that I co-chair, mm-hmm. and that's nine members plus alternates. And the meeting is set up that we give an update. All nine of us, the agencies and our community rep, give an update of what's happened since the last meeting in April when the Assistant Secretary Henderson was there. And then we go into presentations that the Air Force and the DEQ Eagle will talk about what they've done since the last meeting. And we've been pushing them to tell us what they announced in July, mm-hmm. what are details for remediation and schedules and commitments. And that was very much lacking on the details when the DEQ was here and had a public town hall in July. And they've committed to give us more in real presentation so we can see how it all fits together and how they're going to meet the schedule of in December, giving us a next step,
sure.
exactly what they're going to do to start the remediation phase.
Yeah, now this is open to everyone. The public meeting at 5 o'clock, anyone who's interested or who is impacted by what's been happening are welcome to come on out and voice their opinions if they want to.
That is correct. After the business side of it, where the presentations are given, then there will at the end be a public comment period. And I suggest that when people come in to grab a comment card and fill it out, and they don't have to put their name or anything like that, but it's helpful. But write it down and hand it in, mm-hmm. and then at the end, there's a 15 to 20 minute time when people will be able to ask their questions verbally. But if time does not allow, the written question will be part of the record, and it will be responded to.
Very good. The public meeting, Wurtsmith Restoration Advisory Board, including representatives of the Air Force, again, that'll be at the Robert J. Parks Library on Skeel Avenue in Oscoda. The pre-meeting at 4, and then the public meeting at 5 o'clock. Arnie, if they want more information about what we've been talking about or what you guys do in general with the Restoration Advisory Board, how do they get some more information on this?
Well, one way is to look at the previous videos of the previous meetings, mm-hmm. and they can get that on the MICTV website. That's the same location on YouTube that the township meetings are broadcast and saved there for view afterwards. They could do that.
Okay.
There is a website that the Air Force maintains, our minute, and they can look at that to see and get the agenda. So those are the two main places.
All right. Otherwise, come on out to the meeting at the Parks Library this Wednesday. The pre-meeting at 4, the actual public meeting at 5 p.m. And from the Wurtsmith Restoration Advisory Board, Arnie LaRich. Arnie, always a pleasure, and hopefully you'll stay in touch with us and keep us up to date with what's happening.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kevin.